What's going on, y'all? I ain't even gonna say it. I'm just gonna dive right on in the topic tonight. Just know, from here on out, your girl will be on time. I am not. Just been a lot going on. Just bear with your girl. But I've been seeing this topic a lot on social media. I don't know why people feel like if the man was broke or the woman was, it's really men. I haven't even seen a lot of people say if the woman, but if the man is broke, us women would not want them if they was broke. I feel like that is not the point. I actually feel like a lot of people are misreading it, or men are just sensitive. You know, I don't know. I would say sensitive, but you know, they love to call us sensitive. But no, I just feel like it's not that. You get what I'm saying? I just feel like it comes a point in your life when you hit 25 and up. I would say that, you know, you gotta want something more. You got to. Am I lying? Like, I do. Like, me personally, I would. I don't want to be, like I said, I'm a caregiver. You know, that's my 9-to-5. It pays the bills, even though, yes, I have my podcast and yes, I get paid from it. But, you know, my job is how I get my, you know, my bills paid. And I just feel like that's not what I would want to do for the next 15 years or whatever. You know, I don't want to do that. I actually want to have my own TV show, my own radio station. You know, I want to do what I want to do. You know, what my heart want to do. I don't want to work for somebody else. You get what I'm saying? I just feel like when a person gets comfortable working at wherever they work at, you know, working for somebody else, I will say, when a person gets comfortable working for somebody else, it gets kind of scary, because it's like, damn, that's what you want to do, you know, for the rest of your life. You know, you go to McDonald's or whatever kind of fast food restaurant, you see people working there that's 30, 40 years old, and you just be like, damn. I remember when I was in high school, you know, 16, 17, working with people 30 years old, almost 40 years old, and it's just like, bitch, I'm not listening. You can't tell me shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, you fucking working a fucking fast food restaurant job, because it's just like, damn. Is this what you want to do? And I understand a lot of people don't have, you know, the resources as other people, the help as other, you know, as other people got. So it's kind of hard for them to move up in life. I get that. You get what I'm saying? I definitely get that. But at some point in your life, you have to want more. You get what I'm saying? Like, not trying to say you can't blame nobody, because you can't, you know, you can't really blame people for how your life turned out if you 20 and up. You get what I'm saying? Because at that point, you're an adult, you know? Not saying you should know what you want, because when I was 19, I was homeless. You get what I'm saying? I didn't have shit. Basically, I had my friends. You know, my friends was always in my corner motivating me, but at the same time, I felt like I was shunned down. You know, I was shunned down. I didn't really know what I wanted. You get what I'm saying? I couldn't reach myself. Nobody could reach me. I was kind of in a dark place, and I honestly, once you get in that type of place in your life, only person that could help you is you. You know, yeah, people can tell you like shit that can they think will work for you and help you out and do so much for you, but you have to want that. You get what I'm saying? You have to put that foot forward in order to move on, or move up, I should say. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, I wouldn't say it's because you broke a female one, won't you? But it's like, damn, this is all you want to do with your life. If this is what you don't want to build, you get what I'm saying? You don't want to see your best potential. You don't want to put what you can do on paper. You get what I'm saying? You don't want to put, you know, build something for you and your future kids. You don't want that? Why not? Why don't you want that? It's because you're lazy. You get what I'm saying? What is it? Like, I just feel like, you know, a lot of people are, what's the word, not are looking over that. You get what I'm saying? Why are you so comfortable working for somebody else? Let me say this. Everybody can't be a boss. Everybody can't be a businesswoman, man, entrepreneur. Everybody can't do it. Somebody has to work for us. You get what I'm saying? We have to have employees. So everybody can't do it. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure everybody has a talent. Everybody has something that they want to see themselves doing. I don't want to see myself fucking taking care of people all for the rest of my life. I don't want to be a CNA. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to be a doctor. I don't want to be a lawyer. I don't want to be a fucking nurse practitioner. I don't want to be that. You get what I'm saying? But if that's what you want to do, then that's okay. But for the rest of your life, that's cool too. Even if you do want to do that, whatever you're doing for the rest of your life, that is okay. But you have to surround yourself with people like that too. You get what I'm saying? You could try to be with someone out of your bracket, I'm gonna say that, but you gotta be willing to see how far that can go. This person on tour doing all this, and you are a nurse doing that. Now you wonder what your man do. You get what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like people need to see what is it that you want to do in your life. What is it that you want to do to make money? Now understand, people, like, money isn't everything. Money isn't everything, but we can't eat shit or sleep without money. I mean, we can sleep, but everything we do, we have to have money. We have to have money to buy shit, to eat, to whatever. You get what I'm saying? We have to have money. So at the end of the day, somebody has to work. You get what I'm saying? This is not the 70s and the 60s and the 80s where only the man brings home the money. You know? No. I'm going to bring home the money too. You get what I'm saying? Because one baker, how I look at it, honestly, and this is me, I'm going to put this out there. If I was to ever be in a relationship, and this relationship took place to where we would have kids in the future, I would want my kids to have their separate bank accounts. You get what I'm saying? I would want me and my husband to have a joint account, and then me and my husband or boyfriend to have our separate account. That's how much money we need in this motherfucking account. You get what I'm saying? Like, plus, in order to be, you know, you just have to have more than one income. Like, you just have to fucking have it. You get what I'm saying? No matter what, you gotta have it. So it's just like, we, as a team, as a partner, as me and my partner, we need to think of ways to make as much money as possible. Like, we could do it together, we can do it separate. You know, I want to motivate you, you want to motivate me. We don't want to just tear each other down. You get what I'm saying? So I don't feel like it's because a person is broke, it's you're not trying. You know, let's say I'm. Let's say you meet a person, you get what I'm saying, and they don't have no money. You know, great conversation, but no money. Okay, you can take this person, motivate this person to get a job or, you know, do better financially, do this, do that, go to school, you know, and they still don't have the drive. They don't want to do it. That's the type of person you don't want to be with. You get what I'm saying? That's the type of person we'll get left. And that's them be the type of people that, oh, she didn't want me because I'm broke. No, I didn't want you because you're lazy. Let's say that. It's not because you're broke. You get what I'm saying? Because if I meet you and you don't have no money, but you know, you got money for your essentials or whatever you need, but eventually that money will run out. You get what I'm saying? So now you're looking, you know, I'm your girl, so I'm trying to help you find a job or whatever, or you're going to school, or you're trying to do something. You know, you're trying to do something to better yourself. But then you're not, you know, but then you're not trying to do something. You say you are, but then you're not. You know, that becomes the problem. That's when now we're thinking, okay, he's comfortable with this. He or she is fine with living this type of lifestyle. I'm not. You get what I'm saying? I'm a go-getter. I can't come from being a go-getter to wanting to, you know, build myself, build with other people, and I meet you, and it's a problem. You get what I'm saying? Now I'm not so motivated anymore. You know, I feel like you're sucking me dry because now I don't want to do nothing because you don't do nothing. You know, that's a problem. It becomes a problem. Let me say this. Being broke is a goddamn problem. Let's just say that. First of all, I'm 25. I'm pretty sure I have all my friends are no more than 24, 23. Everybody 20, basically. You get what I'm saying? 20 and up, I should say. A lot of my friends are 20 and up. A lot of my friends are some way, somehow, getting money. You get what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure if I was to ask them, is this what you want to do for the rest of your life? You get what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they would fucking tell me no. You know, I'm pretty sure they will say, this is what I want to do and this is what I want to do. Okay, cool. You know, now we talking. Now we talking business. Now we can put our motherfucking plans and shit to action. You get what I'm saying? We're not just talking about it. We're actually doing it. That's not a problem, you know? That's not a problem. But the problem becomes when you become lazy and okay with being broke and okay with doing the shit you're doing. You get what I'm saying? Like I said, it's okay to want to do what you want to do. But you have to find somebody who's okay with that, you know? You have to find somebody who's okay with you being a nurse or whatever the fuck you want to be. You don't want to be with somebody who's going to make you feel bad for doing what you're doing. You get what I'm saying? Or need you, then make you feel bad for what you're doing. You get what I'm saying? Because it's like, what? Like, you're not doing nothing. Like, I'm helping us out. You get what I'm saying? So women, we need to, I feel like, if we are going to date somebody with less money than us, you know, see where they mind headed, see where they mindset at, you get what I'm saying, see where they going, see where they headed, you know, and see if they actually about what the fuck they saying. If they're not, let them go, fuck it, okay, you can say I don't want to be with you because you broke, I know the real, you get what I'm saying, it's not because you're broke, it's because you're lazy, you're not goal driven, you don't want to do nothing, that's why I want to fuck with you, you get what I'm saying, man. I'm pretty sure y'all got a handful of motherfucking women that do the same thing. Like, y'all have been in this situation before too, you know, like a lot of women, and I've seen posts that saying I don't want no woman that do this, and I don't want no woman that ain't got no, you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's jokes and shit, it's funny now, but if you do come across that woman, you know, most men, I feel like, do want a woman who don't work. You get what I'm saying? Who is broke so they can control. You know, men like broke bitches. Y'all want to control them broke things. I ain't going to call them hoes. But y'all know. Excuse my language, but kids should be listening anyway. But I'm saying, though, like, it's not the matter of being broke. It's the matter of you being comfortable and okay with doing this for the rest of your life. Why? You know, you never thought about doing nothing else. You know, this is what you want to do to make money for the rest of your life. Now you wonder why you're struggling. You wonder why you're in the same position for 5-10 years and not elevating. There's no money here. You get what I'm saying? There's no money being made. There's no prospering. You have to go where the money at. Like I said, y'all gonna say money ain't everything, but at the end of the day, it is. We need money for every fucking thing we do. Everything we touch, we need money for. Ain't shit free. So what you mean money ain't everything? You get what I'm saying? And I'm like I said, men ain't got to have it all the time. I'm not looking for the richest motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? But I'm looking for somebody who can, hey, if I need it, can I call you? You get what I'm saying? Or not even if I need it, can I call you? Shit, if we want to put this, put on for a biz or something, if we want to put on for a trip or something, am I finna be paying for us? Or are you? Hold on. Hold on. You get what I'm saying? But that's why I'm single, you know. So I'm really talking to my single pimps out there. That's who I'm talking to. You pimps in a relationship, I got something else for y'all. Holla at your girl. But now, though, y'all let me know what y'all think. Let me know how y'all feel about my opinion on, you know, dating men who has less than you. I won't really say less than you. You get what I'm saying? Because you can always build. Like I said, not everybody has the same tools and people, and not everybody came from the same shit people come from, so a lot of people don't have the same opportunities as everybody else. But like I said, at the same time, I use myself as an example all the time. I've been fucked up before, like broke, homeless, didn't know what to do, and I got myself out of that. Like only you can get yourself out of that. You gotta remember that. When you depressed, when you and your deep in your thoughts, when you fucked up, only you can get yourself out of that. Yeah, you can talk, yeah, you can vent, but in reality, you gotta come up out of that. You get what I'm saying? So hey, if being broke is what you want to do, you can be broke. Not with me. So like, comment, share, subscribe, let your girl know what y'all think. Well, let me know. Now let me know if I'm just talking, to let me know if y'all really feel what I'm saying. I might ask some questions at the end so y'all can answer them, and so I can really see where y'all head at. But yeah, let me know. Peace out.